Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to my transformation. I am sharing readings that help me awaken my truth. My prayer is that you will find some benefit for your own personal growth and transformation. Hello, and again, thank you for listening to My Transformation. Today's reading is number 13. There is a spirit of freedom hidden within man. When man grows out of the outward conventionalities, then the spirit of freedom, which was closed in so far, becomes manifest. As man grows through the inner life, so he feels a freedom of thought, speech, and action, which comes as a natural course through his spiritual journey. The inner life helps a soul to grow up. When the soul evolves from subjection to mastery, then it makes rules for itself. Jesus said, "Judge not." Judge not applies to your equal. For the one who is still more advanced, no one can judge. In whatever period of civilization, when the tendency to judge the one who is advanced has shown itself, there has always come a collapse of the whole civilization. Jesus was judged. The liberated soul, the soul that was made free by divine nature, was judged at the court of man. The less advanced men considered themselves sufficiently learned to judge Christ, and not only to judge, but to give sentence. The Hindus have always known this philosophy. They had a perfect religion, a religion in which one aspect of God was characterized as human. Their various devas are nothing but various characteristics of human nature, each of them adored and worshipped. It is this that makes the Hindu religion perfect. When people say, "This place is holy," that place isn't. "This is sacred," that isn't. They divide life into many pieces. The life that is one, the life that cannot be divided. Those who rise above the ordinary conventionalities of life by their inner development come to another consciousness. For them, worldly laws are for children. Before the soul rises, it must have some law by which to live in harmony. Therefore, advanced souls regard such laws with respect and observe them when they are in the community. Whatever be our grade of evolution, whatever be our outlook on life, and whatever be our freedom, we must have regard for the laws of the majority. The morals of the advanced soul are greater than the average human being can conceive. They have their own laws that bind them, and these are much greater and higher laws. No doubt their way of looking at things may be criticized and may not be generally understood. Yet their law is more akin to nature. Their laws are in harmony with the spirit. Their laws have their effect as phenomena. And by regarding two morals that are contrary to each other, the morals of the generality and their own morals, they arrive at a plane, in a condition where their hands and feet are nailed. This is the symbolic meaning of the nailing of Christ to the cross. That concludes our reading for today. May God continue to open your eyes that ye may see the truth of who you are and your purpose for being here on this planet at this time. God bless you. Our next session, our next chapter will be the singer of the divine song. the astrologer of the entire cosmos. Until next time, many blessings to you.